Hi there, this is Manish Malik. I'm an applied scientist at Relevance and AI team. That's my colleague Doran and Nilesh. And we all work on InfoBots, which is a conversational Q&A powered by AI. And as part of that, we're building some amazing AI capabilities like understanding the conversational questions, doing reading comprehension to extract the answers, do inference on piece of text to infer the answers, and then do machine writing to convert the answer in a more natural language way. You'll see, we'll show you some of the demo today, but you see in the middle some of our best-in-class reading comprehension models. And on the right is the demo that I'm going to show you just now. So if you look at this, this is a user session where user asks, who's the father of modern physics? And we show the answer right here, but now we are introducing this chat button, which is really going to do conversational search experience. So think of this as Bing becoming more conversational now, because we can understand and have conversations. We can answer any question from the internet, whether it's from a specific website or a generic question. So when you click the chat button, this window opens, and now you can ask questions. So you'll see that we understood the context was, who's the father of modern physics? And now the next question is, what about chemistry? We were able to understand that the user was asking, who's the father of modern chemistry? And we were able to not just answer the question, but also extract the answer and show it at the top. And with the goal of really helping user quickly find the information that they're looking for and understanding their conversational type of questions. The next question is, did Einstein win Nobel Prize? We were able to answer that question. When did he win? And if you hover over this, Nilesh, it's going to show that the answer was right there, 1922, and we were able to extract the answer and show it at the top. And then we are also able to understand when the question is a conversational question or a chit-chat question or an info-seeking question. So if you say, are you real? We are able to do very limited chit-chat, where were you born? And then, we are able to also understand the switch between when the conversational, when the question becomes chit-chat question or an info-seeking question. So if the next question is God or snake venomous, we're able to answer that question. And if you look at the next question, what about King Cobra? And now we're not just answering the question, we're doing inference on top of it to say that yes, King Cobra is indeed venomous. And if you show a little bit up, go a little bit up, Nilesh. The reason why this is a very interesting example is God or snake venomous. The reason why we didn't do inference here is because it's very, very hard when you look at this text, even for humans, to make a conclusion or inference that God or snake is venomous or not, because it says God or snakes were long thought to be non-venomous, but they have a gland that does produce a venom. So it's very hard. So our model is not super confident that whether we can infer the information or not. Just to wrap up, I guess what this demo is really showing is that we're building some great AI technology and working on some amazing research problems. And hoping to really make Bing more conversational and really advance the advent of AI technology. My name is Manish Malik, so you're welcome to reach out to us. We're currently experimenting on Bing.com, so you'll start to see these chat windows open up in your experiments when you go to Bing.com. But we haven't shipped yet to all the users. So keep an eye out for InfoBots.